Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
I Just Want to Praise Him by Maret Brown. What a powerful song. Amen, amen. How many want to just bless the Lord today? How many just want to think of His goodness? Amen, and all that He's done for us. When you think on the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for you, amen, something should be welling up on the inside. I don't know about you, but I thank God. Hey, glory to God. I thank back. This month will be 30 years. Amen. We left this city. Amen. And God surely blessed me. Amen. Thought I was going to Los Angeles, California, and get into the Hollywood scene. Ah. But God said, no, 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 sister, I have another plan for you. Amen. And as I think about that, this month marked 30 years. Amen. I think I left maybe about a week or 2 weeks before Thanksgiving in 1984. You know God is a keeper. Hallelujah. Didn't know nothing about living abroad. Didn't know nothing about living away from my immediate family and my extended family members, a close-knit family. Hallelujah. I didn't know what God had in store for me. Amen. I know one thing. When I left, I didn't have the mind that I have today. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I didn't have that kind of mind. But as I think back, amen, I just bless the Lord today for 30 years. He has kept me, amen. And even the 30 years before I began to come into right relationships with God, right relationship with God, He still had His hand upon my life. How many know, as Jeremiah said, when we were in our mother's womb, glory to God, God had already said what He thought of us. He already had a plan for us. Amen, amen. So God is a great God, and He's greatly to be praised. Amen. We welcome you to a time of reflection where we are empowering souls of New Destiny Ministries. We are empowering souls for destiny. Every day we're here preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. And just sharing this good news. How many know the good news? The good news and the gospel is all the same. Amen. It's about Jesus. It's about His death. It's about His burial. It's about His resurrection. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Amen. So we're just here to encourage. We're here to inspire. We're here to enrich. We're here to enhance. And we're here to empower souls to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. Amen. We welcome you today. Amen. We thank all of you all that have tuned in all of this week, Monday through Thursday, and now we're back again on Friday. We're not going to hold long today at all. We're just going to see who comes on the line, and anybody would like to share a testimony, certainly we welcome you to do so on today. Amen. We have an engagement that we have to be at later this evening, so I want to try to get out of here on time and don't be rushed. Amen. And be able to just relax and receive what God has in store for me even on this evening. You know, everywhere you go, you should be expecting something good. Amen. Don't ever look for nothing negative or nothing bad. Always look and expect the best. Amen. Amen. We're going to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. I want you all to remember, by way of announcement, remember the prophetic prayer retreat. And we're asking again, as many as can, if you're not in this area, amen, and you're abroad, you know, you're in other places in the nation, amen, but you are regular, amen, and you listen, and even those that's not, and you tune into this broadcast, we have a beautiful sister in Christ that we've met here in New Orleans and have just been so wonderful and so loving and kind to us, and we certainly want to reciprocate, amen, amen. We want to be a blessing, and she is hosting this prophetic prayer retreat, and it's going to be held December 5th, 6th, and 7th, 5th and 6th, amen. And on the 7th, it's going to culminate here at her church that she's the overseer and pastor of on at 4501 Downman Road. Amen. The retreat is going to be held in Pass Christian, Mississippi. Amen. Amen. So we want you to be a blessing. And if you're not able to come, the cost of that retreat is $140, and that covers your 2 days stay at the resort. Amen. And all of your meals. So that's $140. It was due by the 3rd, but she's extended it until the middle of this month. And we got to know that when you have outside, then if you have outside places that you are planning these at events at hotels and resorts and what have you, you have to give these people a count, amen, and you have to make sometimes a deposit, half of the amount of what it costs and whatever. So you're not just going into these hotels and these resorts and getting no free service. It's not going to happen. So I think that's very reasonable, 2 nights and all, and your meals for those 2 days, amen. So those that can contribute to this and can sponsor somebody to go, it will certainly be a blessing, amen. And even if you can't do it all, maybe you can do something, amen, and that would certainly be a blessing to the woman of God, and then you certainly will bless someone else to be a partaker. How many know that we're coming to the close of a new year, of an old year, and we're looking to cross over to a new year? And if there ever was a time when the saints of God should come together, amen, for a common cause, it is now. Amen. God is calling the body to be unified. Amen. It's just not about your four no more. Amen. And then when you want people to support you, you got to reciprocate. You got to be a partaker also. Amen. So we're looking to have a beautiful time, and I'm happy about it because this is a time to shut in. I don't know about you all, but when I came into this thing, we would shut in the church. We would have 2 and 3 day shut-ins. Amen. And people would leave out the sanctuary to go to their jobs, and they would refrain from food for 2 days. Amen. And on that 3rd day, later that Friday evening, we shut in that Wednesday at 12 midnight. We wouldn't come out until 4 o'clock that evening. Then we would go back, and it's just a little testimony, too. We would go back for evening service that Friday night, and then we would have foot washing. Hallelujah. And the Lord's Supper. And they say, what? Foot washing? That's unheard of today. Who's coming in church today and take off the stockings and the hoses and pantyhose and the knee highs and all of that and sit down and wash your brother or your sister's feet? You know, the men would go in a certain area and they would wash one another's feet, and the women would do the same thing. And we try to enact what Jesus did with his disciples. Amen. But you know this. This 21st century, they ain't doing that no more. But they still have some churches that are still abiding with that ceremony. Amen. They're still doing the same thing. They're shutting in for 2 or 3 days, and then that's an opportunity for you to open up and go to your pastor, and if you have anything, how many know that the Bible say, let a man examine himself? You got to examine yourself before you just partake of Jesus' blood and partake of his body. You have to discern that, and you have to know that. Guess what? If you don't do it worthily, the Bible say, he that drinketh worthily and eateth unworthily, they are, guess what? You're drinking and eating damnation to your soul. Amen. So we don't want our souls to be damned. Amen. Amen. So we certainly want you all to get with us. If you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can also go to Pastor Gloria's website. And that website is S as in Sam, D as in David, O as in only, P as in promise.org. And that stands for Sons and Daughters of the Promise. That's a ministry here in New Orleans. Amen. So you can befriend her and see the flyer on there, and she certainly will give you the information on how to contribute for that event. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for just another opportunity to be in the land of the living. We thank God for those that have sent out prayers for my mother. She's doing much, much better. Continue to keep her in your prayers. Also, we want to open up the lines, and we want to remember our sister, Renita. I hadn't seen her this week, and I don't think I've seen her but once or twice last week, where she was in a terrible car accident. And her husband responded to me when I inboxed her on Facebook. I said, I haven't seen you, Renita. She had been in my spirit, had a bad accident, so she had a couple of broken ribs, and they were talking about doing a procedure this morning. So we want to really keep the woman of God in our prayers. Sister Renita Pinckney, very faithful woman of God. She comes on Saturday with our Saturday host. And those of you that don't know about the Saturday segment, that's a segment where they come on at 8 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. That's 7 in New Orleans where I'm at, and it's 5 on the West Coast. Amen. So that's a time where she just hosts that segment, and she's been doing that for about 2 years now. You have an opportunity to go on and share your testimony. The same call-in number. It's under our umbrella, so it's the same call-in number, area code 858-683-1334. Amen, amen. So we're going to just open up with the word of prayer. Amen. I see Prophetess Chelsea on the line, Prophetess Chelsea Johnson. We just love this woman of God. I tell you, God knows how to connect you with people that love him. Amen. And that have a special love for the household of faith. How many know we have to have a special love for the household of faith? So I thank God for what he's doing in this season, and we're just expecting some greater things from the Lord, amen, as he continue to just unite his people. That's one of the things that I pray for daily, is for unification in the body of Christ. If we would just get on the same page, amen, and don't come with agendas and put our egos and our titles aside, and just realize that we are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and I can't make it without you. I need you, and you need me. Amen. We're all a part of God's family. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for what he's doing. Amen. We're going to ask, hallelujah, Sister T, if she could open up with the word of prayer. And we, our speaker today had to reschedule. Amen. So we're going to pray for Prophet Michael Lewis. Amen. Pray for Sister Renita. I'm going to see if Sister T can open up with the word of prayer. And we're just going to share some testimonies today. I don't have very long, so we're going to be off this air in the next 30, 45 minutes. We're going to be off the air. So we're going to open up the lines and allow you an opportunity to just share a word of testimony. Amen. Or maybe God has laid something on your heart that you would like to share with our listening audience. We certainly welcome you to do that. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you.
She's the first one up, so you open up with a word of prayer and give us a testimony or whatever the Lord lay on your heart today. And then we're going to see if Prophetess Chelsea, she may be on her job, if she can give a word of testimony or whatever the Lord lay on her heart. If not, we understand if she's working. And then we're going to go to Mother Charity, and we also see another caller from the maybe the Bay Area in California. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. I love you. Father
love
God,
you
we
too.
Just come to you openly and honestly just to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for all that you're doing in our lives, Father God. Father, we just bless your name because this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we're going to be glad in it, Father. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the broadcast to you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your people, Father, we ask you to cover them now with your blood, Father God, as we go forth today, Lord Jesus, doing only your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, Father God. We lift up Sister Renita to you today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
We ask you to heal her body, Father, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. Everything that she's facing right now, Father, we bind any injuries and any pain, Father God, that you touch her body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make her whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even touch her family, Lord Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just be with her, Father God. We know you are healing, God. You said by your stripes we are made healed and whole. Father God, we just declare healing and victory over her life today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because nothing but blessings of peace and hope and joy over her life, Father God. Strengthen her, Lord. Cover her, Lord, Father. We know that you can, Father God, and we know that you will, Father. And we lay her at your feet today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you, Father. We lift up Prophet Michael Lewis to you today, Father God. Whatever he's facing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Father, we just ask you to touch his mind, touch his body, touch his heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover him now with your blood. Make every provision for him, even with his finances, even with his health, his strength, even his transition. I think I heard he was moving away or something, Lord. But I just ask you, even in the transition, that you have every provision made for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he continue to walk in your will, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. We just ask you to cover our brother. Cover him with your love, with your joy, and with your peace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give him a word, Lord, from deep within him, Lord. Give him a word from on high, Father, that he just be a living witness, a living servant, a servant of you, Lord. We are all servants of you, Father God. We thank you for the servitude, for even giving us the grace to even be here and be a witness to you, to who you are, Father God, that we just live and love you, Lord Jesus, and we just walk as soldiers. Soldiers in the army of the Lord, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for our war clothes on today, Lord.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, we thank you for the garment of praise, even for the spirit of heaviness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, so we just bless you today, Father. We bless you. And anything that our evangelists might be facing, Lord, we lift up the evangelist Bernard to you today, the pastor, the overseer, the shepherd of this broadcast, Lord Jesus. We ask you to make every provision for her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch her heart, her family, her finances, this ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father, for anything that she might be facing, even her secret petitions, Lord Jesus. Even we lay her secret petitions at your feet, Lord, that you grant her, Lord, that you give her beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for even her mourning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father.
Hallelujah.
We bless you today, Father, and everything that's going to come forth on this day, let it all be of you, Father. We just thank you, and we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory, because you alone are worthy, Lord. We love you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You are worthy.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
if
God,
I had to give a testimony today, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My testimony would be, it's been 1 year, and I'm still here by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was just contemplating this morning. I woke up, you guys are just going to be real transparent with you right now. I woke up this morning with such a heaviness on me. I said, you know, it's been 1 year, November 19th, that my mom went home to be with the Lord. And I remember it was around November 7th when that nurse came to our house and she told me, the hospice nurse, that she told me that my mom only had a few days left. I remember that, and I thank the Lord because she kind of prepared me. She prepared me. She was preparing me even then. But I thank you, Evangelist Nard, because you were praying for me at that time. But I know one thing. I know the joy of the Lord is truly my strength, and I can stand here before you today. I might say this morning was a heavy thing, but I must have put on my Juanita Bynum CD, went down to the church, and lay prostrate on my face, and I just cried to the Lord. And he said, turn your Bible over. My God, and he gave me a beautiful Bible, and on the front of it, it says, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, why are you worried about anything when I got it all under control? He said, I made sure that you have a covering I made sure that you have a beautiful place to live. I made sure that you had a car. I made sure that you had blessings coming from everywhere. You know, it's like, you know how you just be wondering how you're going to make it from day to day, even though the Lord always said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Well, my brother called me and he said, I need you to help me. You know, my wife needed a place to be. You know, that she needed some help. And so today we're bringing her into the home, and the Lord is going to have me mentor her. And I just thank God that he's put me in a place where I really know when you cry out to the Lord, he will tell you what your assignment is. And he said, your assignment is to mentor hurting women. And I thank God because that's what I'm doing. He'll have me pull my car over and say, okay, I want you to go pray for this person. So out of all the pain and hurt and all the situations I went through in my own life, that God is healing me. He's healing me. And the way he's doing it is he's allowing me to mentor young women who went through the same thing I did. And I thank God that it's made me a stronger person no matter what I face. You know, even this morning, I felt that heaviness, but once I started praising God in the sanctuary of our church, I'm over there by myself, thank God, I even got the keys to the building now. How you go from being homeless to having the keys to not only just the house you live in, but to the church, that God trusts you enough with his church? So I just
have mercy.
That's Bernard. All I have to say is I truly honor God for the position that he's put me in. And it's not about having a position. It's about being a servant of God. And I know that's who I am today. So I rejoice today. I know that Mildred Loxton and Willie Loxton Sr. are in heaven smiling, saying, okay, our daughter is truly trying to get it together. Hallelujah. So I just praise God today. I ask you guys to continue to pray my strength in the Lord, because I will praise God anywhere I'm at. I don't care if I'm in the grocery store. I will cut a step right in the Winco. I don't have no problem with it. God is a faithful God, and he's been very good to me. And I just praise God today. That's my testimony is I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. God bless you.
That's a blessing. You know what? And I can attest to everything that Evangelist T is saying. You know, they have heard some other testimonies and how she have been a person that endured. Amen. And what I love about her, she stay connected. Amen. It's important to stay connected. It's important to abide in the vine. As long as you abide in that vine, glory to God. Jesus, when you're in that vine, amen. Sometimes we can go a little while without that water, amen. But when you begin to see those branches and the leaves on that branch begin to turn brown, and you know, I got to go and feed this thing, amen. So I thank God for Evangelist T. I thank God for what he's doing in her life. I thank God for her humility. Amen. And her unabashedness. She's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I tell you why we have been on the line. And I know she's an evangelist. See, we have the wrong perception. Let me stop. Of what an evangelist is. But she is a true evangelist. Amen. She's out in the streets daily witnessing and telling people about Jesus, talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, talking about how we ought to love, how we ought to be a support to one another. That's what you do when you evangelize. You go all over the nation spreading the gospel. That's all evangelizing is. Is telling about the good news, talking about what Jesus has done, talking about where he's brought you from, talking about what we're expecting him to do for us. Hallelujah. Yeah. I tell you, we serve a God. Woo! God, we serve a God. You know, Lord have mercy, Evangelist Carol wrote a song. She wrote a song, wrote the and put the music to the song, to the lyrics and everything. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? And she began to talk about Jesus, how he fed the 5,000, how he healed, how he opened up the blinded eyes. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. And he is available to us 24/7. God, we have an open line. I don't have to call anybody and ask them how to get in touch with Jesus, because I found him for myself one day. Oh, glory to God. I got a direct line to King Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. You know, sometimes, you know, we living in a cell phone society, you know, and hey, everything is about this phone. You know, people can't even listen to the word today because they're on their phone seeing who's texting them, seeing who's responding to one of their tweets or responding to one of their posts. We can't even stay focused on the word, because this thing, woo, Lord, it'll take you completely over, and it is addictive. Ah, anytime you give something, anything and anybody more time than you do the Lord, you need to reexamine yourself.
Yeah.
Lord of God, sometimes I want to just take this phone and just loose it for a couple of days. I don't want to hear from nobody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because it's a distraction. Amen. And the enemy is subtle, and he thinks he's a smooth operator. Amen. But we got the greatest operator. King Jesus is the greatest operator. He opened his line is open 24/7. And one thing I love about the Lord, guess what? The enemy don't know our thoughts. See, he only act upon what he hear us speak. Amen. But God say, I know your thought from afar off. He know the thought before it even enters into our minds. So sometimes we need to just keep our thoughts to ourselves. If it's nothing that's going to edify the body or edify one another, just be quiet. Just shut up. Don't even say it. Because the enemy say he listening to all this negative stuff that come out of, that proceed out of our mouth. Amen. So I bless the Lord. I thank God for Evangelist T. Amen. I thank God for her faithfulness. I thank God for her desire to want to grow in the Lord, her desire to want to serve and honor God, her desire to go out and witness to souls every day, come out of those four walls, hallelujah, and her desire to just pray and touch the throne of God. Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Prayer is the most important thing about our salvation, because if we don't pray, we won't be able to see. Amen. And we also know if we won't fast, surely we will not last. Amen. So we bless the Lord for Evangelist T. God bless you. Amen. We're going to go to Mother Charity. This is our oldest mother on the line, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Amen. I bless the Lord. God got people all over this nation. You know, when the prophet thought what, nobody left but him, and he ran, he was fearing Jezebel. The Lord said, What are you talking about? You're not the only one left, baby. I got 7,000, ain't even bowed. Amen. So I thank God that God has people all over this nation, people that love him, people that have a compassion and a love for his people, and people that are adhering and obedient to his word. I thank God for Mother Charity, Mother Geneva Charity. God bless you, Mother.
Yeah, well, God bless you as well. Praise the Lord. Amen to everybody. And we just thank the Lord, amen, today for his goodness, his love and kindness, and his tender mercies that he has shown to the people of the children of men in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I just thank the Lord, amen, for Sister Evangelist T's testimony today. Praise the Lord, amen, that she's so encouraged. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah. And I thank God for all of his goodness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name, O God, today. Yeah, I was just thinking, amen, on some of the things that Bishop Grant has spoke on about the what is the kingdom of God, and then how he had brought up about the Lord, you know, how he don't have to consult anybody about what he do, how he's a sovereign God, and he moves upon his own will. Glory to God. And he don't have to ask nobody, can he do anything?
Come on.
Whatever he desires to do, he does it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you could tell from that that he's the only true and living God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, hallelujah, that there are many gods, but he's the true and living God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because you got a whole lot of people. God is never going to die. Praise the Lord. You got a lot of leaders and a lot of gods and things that they said was gods that's going on. But this God we serve in, hallelujah, he's going to be here forevermore. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He's from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. He said that I am God. Lord, and I thank God for that. I thank him, hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name, because whatever he do, he's right, hallelujah, and all that he does, he's equal and he's just in all of his ways, and he will do what's right. Praise God for the blood. Yeah, right, I thank him today, hallelujah, and I glorify his great name, O God, today.
Hallelujah.
Lord is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name today. God is good to us. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I just praise him today. He's a good God. Hallelujah. And y'all continue to pray for me in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. We certainly appreciate you and appreciate your prayers, appreciate your love. I was on the line this morning. Amen.
Were you?
I said my name, but you all probably didn't, Sister.
Yeah, we didn't
Zeke
hear you.
Didn't hear me. Amen.
Yeah, but
and
I'm glad
so
you was on there, though.
Yes. Uh-huh. I was on there this morning and heard your pastor on the line also, so that was a blessing.
Yes.
That's
thank
a blessing when the pastor partake of what the saints, what God has given the saints to do. It's an honor and a blessing, Mother.
That's right.
Amen. And so just continue on, continue to pray for my mother and pray for Sister Renita. I certainly want to continue to pray for Sister Renita and for Minister Billy Burns. I have to check on her. She had a procedure done about 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Amen.
Yes.
So we want to continue to lift her up in prayer. Amen.
Yes.
This is the second year hosting that Saturday out of Carolina. So thank God for that. Amen, amen. Now, I know this number, but I can't place it. Area code 510. Last four of your number is 2755.
Good evening.
God bless you, caller. I know this phone number, but I can't. It won't register who it is. God bless you.
God bless you. My name is Minister Lovett. Amen, and I thank God for every person that's on the broadcast. My second time, I was on when Overseer Walter Thomas was speaking, and I had tuned in, and then the founder and the overseer was chatting, and so she invited me to the show. So I said, well, let me get on it because I believe in fellowshipping with the body of Christ.
Wow. Hey,
Amen. Now, you're out of Antioch.
Yeah, I live in Antioch.
Am
yeah.
I correct?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I got to certainly introduce you to some of my friends there in the Bay Area, Berkeley and Oakland and Stockton and Sacramento. Amen. God, California, when you say it, when I see those area codes, I know where
yeah.
you are. So God bless you, sweetheart. So good to hear you on the line today. And I met this young man on Facebook. Amen. And when he said he was he lived and resided in Antioch, I said, wow, all right. Amen. My place. I love California. Amen. Now, who you are in fellowship? Are you your minister there?
Yes,
I'm
a minister and I'm a pastor in training under under the leadership of Bishop Israel Marone. Our presiding bishop is Bishop J.C. White out of New York.
Okay. Wow.
So amen. So, you know, to God be the glory. You know, that's what
right.
I do.
Well, we certainly welcome you to come on and share the word with us. When you have availability, let us know. And
I'm always available.
Okay.
I'm always available.
Okay, God.
You just let me know what day, and I
all
got
right.
your word.
Ah, Jesus.
But I don't know if there's other people on, but there's something I want to share. Well, first of all, I want to thank God for the head of my life, to the pastor, the overseer of the broadcast, and to everybody in their respective places. I thank God for being saved. I thank God for being filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave me utterance. I thank God for everything that He has done in my life. I thank, because without God on our side, we don't know where we're going to be. We'll be swallowed up somewhere. We should have been dead a long time ago. Sleeping in our graves with God. But for that reason, we give God glory. That's why when people, there's a song that says there's a story behind our praise. How
come
we should have lost our mind a long time ago. How we should have lost our mind a long time ago. But God, come on here. When we think about everything that God has done for us, we have no other right, we have no other reason but to give God glory. That's why that's why when we praise Him, how we praise Him, people look at us funny because they don't know what we've been through. I say this to my people all the time. And you're looking at your current situation, but I need you to change your mind frame and look at your future, because your future holds a blessing. Your future holds a miracle. Your future holds your deliverance. I tell them all the time, don't look at where you are now, because be glad where you are now, because at least you're not where you used to be.
Yes, Lord.
Come on here. I want to say this, and this is out of the book of Second Corinthians. Hallelujah. And this is out of Second Corinthians, the 2:9. And it says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him.
Hallelujah.
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Let me stop right there. I don't know who this is for, but God said, eyes not have seen, ears have not heard,
what God is getting ready to do in the midst. Hallelujah. There's great things that's going to happen on this broadcast, even the overseer, hallelujah. But God said, if you continue to do this thing, He's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Double for your trouble, the Lord said. Because you haven't did anything, you just trust him. Great doors is getting ready to open, one of them of God. For every person that's seeking employment, the Lord said he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Your ministry is going to go another level because you trust God. And you prayed and you fast and you trust. You believed what you said you was going to believe. For that, the Lord said he's going to do it.
Bless your name, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. That's your holy name, Jesus. Yeah. Messiah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I told the woman of God this morning, I said, we just going to just come on here today. I didn't know who was going to be on the line today, and Fridays is a little bit slow, and I didn't know who was coming on today. I was thinking about just canceling because of another engagement later this evening, but the Lord allowed me to come on and say, just open up the line for some testimonies, and I'm glad I did because Mother's on the line. Evangelist T is on the line. Hallelujah. We see Confidence Chelsea on the line, another caller that I don't know of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, out of the 601 area. This man of God. I received that word today. Oh, Lord, I needed that word today. Hallelujah. Trying to shuffle, trying to reposition some things. Hallelujah. I needed that word. God sent you on this line today. I bless you today, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, God. Oh, thank you for your servant that you had to deliver. See, God will confirm his word. We don't know what people talk to God about, and we don't know how God answered him. But one thing about it, he will confirm whatever. Hallelujah. Whatever he's given you to do, God will send you confirmation. He will not let you be troubled in your spirit. I'm blessing the day. I feel a peace when you begin to speak, man of God. I felt the peace just erupt in my spirit. I felt a great peace.
Oh, God, we bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank God that we're this is not a control atmosphere. Amen. That we open up. We do things that we just do out of habit. Open up with the song. Open up with the word of prayer. But it's not controlled. Amen. Whenever the Lord want to speak, whenever he want to speak, we let the Holy Ghost have his free course. God, I bless you today. And I've been talking. We've been inboxing one another for about a week or so now. Hallelujah. Jesus did not know God was going to send him on this line today to give me a word that I was looking for. Bless you, Lord. Nobody like God. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear the scripture say, be not weary in well doing. But you gonna reap if you faint not. This ain't no time to faint. This ain't no time to drop out the race. This ain't no time to be discouraged. You gotta encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Say, how do I encourage myself, Sister Benoit? Hallelujah. Get in God's word. Hallelujah. Seek his face. Not his hand. Some of us seek God's hand because we want things from God. Glory to God. But the things are already promised. They're already a given. Amen. If you seek God's face, glory to God, he'll lead you and he'll direct you. Amen. And the things, they're already there. David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The things are attached to you. When you seek God, he said, Matthew 6:30, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then guess what? His righteousness. We've been talking about that all week. What is the kingdom of God? Romans 14:17 say it's the what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, it says, but it's righteousness first. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. So if you don't have that, Messiah, I don't know what kingdom you're in. Messiah. I know what kingdom you're lifting up. Amen, amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that word. One word from God can change your whole life. One word, Prophetess Chelsea. One word can change your life. Messiah. God sent this pastor, this young man, from Antioch, California. Hallelujah. To dial in and say, what thus say the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I received that man of God. Anything else the Lord lay on your heart, you're welcome to share it. Amen. We just doing a little testimony today. I got a fellowship meeting attending today and tomorrow, so I didn't want to hold long. Amen. Not a far drive. It's about 30 minutes at the most here in another little city in Louisiana. So we're going to this fellowship, and you all keep Bishop R.C. Blake and Bishop Samuel Blake's in your prayer. Amen. This is a fellowship that they have established and founded. Amen. And it's not on the organizational level, but it's just a fellowship. What I think about, they may have over 40 some odd churches. Amen. And it's just a come together for true fellowship. Amen. We ain't governed by no set guidelines and restrictions and rules and isms and schisms. None of that. So there's people from different denominations.
have come. Amen. And if we can get out of this and just get into what's going to perfect and edify the work of the ministry, and that's what he gave some for. Our Bible tells us that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body. That's what we should be doing. Amen. So God bless you, Minister. Minister Leonard, God bless you. We appreciate you. Anything else you'd like to share with us, you're welcome to do so at this time. If not, we're going to, I see Pastor Beatrice on the line. I'll see if she got a word of testimony. So good to see her. And she's right there in Stockton, California. We got to get y'all connected, all of these California pastors. Lord, put that in my spirit before I left there, but it's still going to come to pass either way.
Amen.
So,
that's it.
That's it. Well, you thank you for your obedience. Thank you for dialing in and saying, with us, say the Lord, we appreciate it. And we're certainly going to talk with you again and have you on the line to come back and minister the word for us. Amen. I feel the anointing on your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, ask God to bless you. Hallelujah for every word of impartation. Hallelujah that you obediently deliver to whomever the Lord lay on your heart. I pray God's blessings on you. Pray God's blessings upon your ministry and even the sheep. Hallelujah that God has given you the shepherdship over. We pray for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for that area there in that city of Antioch. Hallelujah. And all the other surrounding cities. Amen. That God would forever get the glory out of our lives. Amen. And that men, women, boys, and girls will hear this gospel and they would ask, what must I do to be saved? Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Amen. Pastor Beatrice, God bless you. God bless you. We'll be looking to hear him real soon. Amen. Amen. Pastor Beatrice, God bless you. Good to see you on the line.
How are you?
Doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. How about you?
Just getting over the flu.
Oh, God.
I've been real, real sick. I could barely even talk. But I went to Oakland to go and pray for my friend, my best friend that I grew up with, because her brother, he passed away. He had been shooting heroin in his arm, and his arm had swelled up, and the hospital asked him not to leave, and he left. And 2 days later, they found his body. But when they took him to the hospital, they brought him back twice, and his sister made it to the hospital, and she was able to lead him to the Lord before he left out of here. And so he checked in before he checked out of here. He gave his life to God.
Wow.
That was just very, that just made my heart just bless my spirit that he made it. In because I had grew up with him, and you know, you can preach to a person, pray for a person, and tell them, you know, not to live that kind of lifestyle, and then you can also be an example to them, but it still boils down to them making their own decision and the right choice. I'm just thankful that he made it in, you know, that she was able to lead him to the Lord. And so instead of them having a sad funeral, they had a home celebration coming for
a homegoing celebration.
Yes, after being on drugs all the years, he made it in. Made it to the kingdom of God. But I was just saying, what if he received the Lord Jesus as his Lord and Savior before and then? You missed out on so much since your Lord and Savior. You know,
yes.
Get it on his deathbed, but I'll just be looking at how the Bible says, oh, taste and see the Lord is good. And I was thinking about that. You know, I almost came close to death, but I'm still alive today. To enjoy Christ and know who he is as my Lord and Savior. Some people don't live to know who he is as Lord and Savior. And I was thanking God that over the weekend, God is bringing my family together. My sister was there, my niece.
What a blessing.
Tisha, my mother, my all seven of her kids. They were sick and pregnant at birth. And I saw the miracle of God bringing all her kids back into her life. And I got to see it. And, the tears that went forth. And the celebration of just praying for years for God to reunite my family. And God is doing that. You know, and I thank God for who he is. And what he's doing in my life and in other lives as well. And I continue to be a light and to God's people. Because now I know that God spared my life so I could tell somebody that Jesus can save from the uttermost to the guttermost, from the innermost to the outermost. It ain't a person that he can't save and set free and deliver. So I'm a living testimony to his saving power, and I just thank him. So serious, because you don't know when he's coming, and you don't know when you're going to go. And I just thank God for saving me. And that's my testimony that, and whom the Son set free is free indeed. And I just want to share how good God has been to me, just even me living a faith. Thank him for salvation. I just thank him that I'm free today. I'm not bound to drugs and alcohol. I'm just happy. I'm happy that I'm free. You know, I went back to Oakland and I see my friends that are still on it. Some of them is dying, getting ready to go out of here from cancer, from AIDS, from
their
liver. I just see how the stuff is tearing him down. I'm still praying for him and witnessing to him. But I just want them to taste God. You know.
Yeah, yes, Lord. Jesus.
But why don't you try him? And what for you? So I just give him the glory. I thank him for his healing power. I was so sick I couldn't even get out of bed. I thank him. Today I'm just starting to feel better. The sun is out, you know, and the sun is out here in Stockton, and the sun is in my heart. Amen.
All right.
I just want to say God bless you, and I love you, and God bless all my brothers and sisters in Christ over the line.
Amen. Well, we're so happy that you're feeling better and that God is doing a great work in your family lives. It's a blessing when you can see your family coming together. Hallelujah. That lets you know that you're praying, you're fasting, and you're living. It's not in vain. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you all. Remember to pray for the fellowship tonight. As I said, I want also us to pray for Prophetess Chelsea. Amen. Prophetess, we got a chance to you all, Prophetess Chelsea Johnson and her husband was the husband and wife that came and bestowed the pastoral certificate on me in the crusade. Amen. So we want to remember Apostle Darrell Johnson and Prophetess Chelsea Johnson. Amen. And the work that they're doing in Baton Rouge and the surrounding cities here in Louisiana. We just praise God for them. Amen. And for all of what God is doing in our lives, amen. We're going to ask Mother Charity, amen. We're going to get on off the line. As I said, I got this meeting to go to, but keep us in your prayers. Remember my mother, amen, and my sister Danielle. Remember Danielle and also my son, asking for prayer for my son. Amen. I'm going to ask Mother to just lift up a word of prayer and close us out with prayer and thank God for the man of God that tuned in today, Minister more, love it more. Amen. All the way from Antioch, California. Amen. We're going to have to introduce the Pastor Beatrice and Evangelist T. They're right there in Stockton, Minister Moore. So we'll get a chance to introduce and connect you all. Amen. Amen. God bless. Amen. Mother Charity, God bless you. We'll see you all. Have a blessed weekend. Those that can tune in tomorrow to support, remember Sister Renita in your prayer. Don't forget her. Continue to keep her on the prayer wheel. Amen. Amen. Mother Charity, God bless you. We're going to let Mother close us out with the word of prayer, and you all pray for us as we travel over the highways this today and tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Mother Charity.
Yeah, God bless. Amen. Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we give you glory, honor, we give you praise, my Savior. For, Lord, you are worthy of every single praise today. We thank you, Lord, for all of the testimonies, hallelujah, even for the new convert that came on the line today, in the name of Jesus from Antioch.
Hallelujah.
We continue to bless him, my Savior, and strengthen him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless Evangelist T, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for her praise and her testimony today. In the name of Jesus, glory be to our great God. Lord, that you remember Regina, Lord, hallelujah. Oh God, and supply her every need today. You know what she'd have need of, my God. Touch her body, Lord. Oh, glory to our great God. Continue to build us up in the most holy faith, my God. Fasted and with prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For men should always pray and not to faint. In the name of Jesus, my God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, we praise you, Lord, for being so good to us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. That we can come before thee, O God, and lift you up, Lord. By your great name, O God, today. We know that you're able to supply every single need today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Go with us, Lord. Lead us and guide us in the way that we should go, my Savior. Watch over us, O God. Encamp your angels about us. Keep us from evil, harm, and danger, seen and unseen, O God.
In
the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. O God, to lift you up, Lord, hallelujah. And to glorify and to magnify your great name, O God, today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Keep us on that perfect day, O God. With our minds stayed upon thee, my God. We'll certainly praise you, my Savior, hallelujah. We'll magnify and glorify your great name today. But Lord, you are certainly worthy of every single praise, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, go with us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we'll certainly praise you, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, hallelujah. Let your people be blessed, oh, God, today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for thy name's sake. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll be right back.
before you get.